the Edmonton Rush, their second trip back to the championship since 2012 was their first one. It was a one-game series. Now it's a best of three. Game one Saturday in Toronto. Game two goes next Friday, June 5th in Edmonton. And if necessary, game three will be the following Saturday, June 13th in Toronto. Head coach and GM Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, congratulations winning the West and getting back to the championship final for your team. This time the tiebreaker worked in your favor.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. You know, I'm still not a big fan of it. The problem is with it, there's really no way to prepare, for for a 10-minute, so-called game. So this time it worked in our favor. I thought we had a little bit more fuel in the tank than Calgary did. And they probably expended a lot of energy to get to that 10-minute game. And like we did, a year ago. And it worked out well for us this time around. But I look forward to the 2 out of 3 in the final.
Yeah, definitely a little bit different. The game two, the goaltending was outstanding at different times. Poulin came in and really, for 45 minutes, Derek, only allowed 2 goals, and one of them on the power play. Did you sense, was your offense getting frustrated at any point?
Yeah, I think so. And I really felt that the turning point of the game was in the second quarter. I mean, it was an odd game, 3-0 lead for them. And then we got some opportunities on the power play when they got a little bit undisciplined and even got a penalty shot, which kind of got us going. And then we ran off seven in a row, and then they ran off 6 in a row. But in the second quarter, we had, I watched the tape last night. I think we had 7 odd man opportunities that all resulted in shots in the second quarter and didn't score on any. And, we score on half of those, it's probably game over. And at the other end of the floor, Calgary had long drawn out possessions, repossessions on rebounds and scored some goals. And we really didn't possess the ball a lot because of our transition. And we even at one point said, let's shut this down and play 5-on-5 because we just, our defense was on the floor too much and our offense wasn't getting on the floor. So, but it was Poulin, and he was phenomenal. He was, and then right at the start of the third quarter, I thought things would settle down. We had a 2-on-1 right away, right out of the gate. And he robbed Mark Matthews. So it was basically an empty net. So, and then Aaron closed the door at the other end. So it was an odd game. The second half was tight and both defenses really shut down and both goaltenders were really good. And, they made a couple plays at the end to pull away with it.
Derek, Mark Matthews often will have 14 or 15 shots in a game, was well below that. Was Calgary doing something different defensively against him, or did you guys alter something in your offense? Because he seemed a lot quieter than usual.
Yeah, they pushed out on him. It's a good strategy by them. They shut him off a lot, like that, right out in his face. And we tried to make some adjustments in-game, and it actually did work for some other guys to create space, especially for Zach and Riley Mullen. But for Mark, he had to do what he had to do, which was, if they were going to press out on him, it was going to create space elsewhere. So, and I think, and then in the overtime, we had that was a designed, he got a really good look on the goal that he finally scored to put us up, or actually to tie the game at 1 in the 10 minute. And it was an isolation. We got him down low, which was hard to do because they pressed out high on him a lot, but we just spattered him low and he got a good isolation down low, made a nice move and a nice shot and got us into that game out of the 10 minutes. So, but, other guys came through and I really thought we were the better team in the 10 minute. I just thought we just had a lot left and they didn't seem to have a lot left. And we made some plays there down the stretch.
Well, your defense really with Aaron Bold shut the door down in the second half and then even into the tiebreaker game. Now you focus on Toronto, Derek. What's the biggest difference in Toronto's offense compared to Calgary's?
Well, I think Calgary, you're so focused on Evans and Dixon. Because they're so dynamic with the ball on their stick. And, we saw the other night with Curtis Dixon's he's tough to stop. And whereas Toronto, they're a team-oriented offense. They move the ball extremely well. They move it really well east-west across the floor, and then they like to attack north-south, up and down the lanes, and attack right at the net with speed. And they shoot the ball well on the run, and they're really good at finding guys backside on the run. And so, you know, we need to remind her, our guys need to remind them again who we are in defense. You know, we're an athletic pressure team. We need to play that way all the time. And that's what I kind of thought happened in the second quarter a little bit too against Calgary. We just let them pass the ball around and get around the top and make plays and make passes and shoot through our zone. So we need to play our style, and we need to play it for 60 minutes against these guys. And, you know, this year, the season series, you know, two games, we had a tough one against them at home. We gave up a pile of 5-on-5 goals. And then in Toronto, we were great. We made a couple of adjustments, and we were really good in the 5-on-5 game. So, they're good though. I mean, they got Doyle back, and he's starting to get into game shape, and, you know, they're a very, very good team.
You look at your team's offense against their defense. How different of a system do they play defensively compared to Calgary?
They'll pressure a little bit more. They do like to press out on our big, like they will probably press out on Mark. They did in Toronto, you know, try and take away his space early, because, I mean, it's kind of the kind of strategy we use against John Grant. You know, big guys like that, when they get ahead of steam behind them, they're hard to stop. But if you can get out and take that speed away early, so we'll try and get him loose, but at the same time, it's going to create space for others. And I think that's what happened last game in Toronto as well. I think Mark had two goals, but I think he had a bunch of assists too. Worked for all of the other guys on the floor. And they're going to pressure a little more though. And you know, they're big. They're a bigger defense than we faced in Calgary. They got some speed in the back, Damon Edwards and of course Merrill and a couple other guys, Brock Sorensen, and they're good in transition. So one of the biggest things with this Toronto team is they are an excellent second quarter team. And statistically, their numbers are off the charts, you know, for goals for and against. So we have to really take care of business in the second quarter. And that's long change. So they're obviously getting a lot of not only just transition goals, but really early possession goals where they catch the defense off guard.
The face-off situation will be a lot different. Not, you know, Snyder's the best in the league, Derek. And Jeremy Thompson, I thought, was a lot better in Game 2 than he was in Game 1. But that's an aspect where, you know, it'll be more not necessarily those lengthy almost battles in the plank position amongst the two guys. I'm thinking both guys will try to win it to loose balls, and because both teams, you know, Brody Merrill, you know him very well. Yeah. That's how the team, you know, Toronto especially, they like to just win face-offs to an area.
Yeah, for sure. And they're pretty good at it. They've been getting better as the season's gone on. It's not a good job for them. You know, Jeremy, I thought you're right, did a great job. He really prolonged face-off battles, which was okay with us, and created some loose balls. And we even got a goal off face-off, which was great. So, but against Toronto, they're not going to give up a lot. They're going to put three guys back. They're going to play it relatively conservative. And, you know, we'll take the extra possessions if we get them. And again, same strategy for us. So we really don't want to get scored on. And they have some capable guys, especially with Brody Merrill coming off the back end and sprinting through. So we've seen that enough times to understand that he's pretty good at that. So, it's a little bit of an edge to us. You know, again, the key, and we just, you know, I think both teams have the same philosophy. Just we don't want to get scored on faceoffs, that's for sure.
Colin Doyle missed the majority of the season for Toronto. He's back in now, of course, a future Hall of Famer. He is later on in his career. What does he add to their offense, or does their offense change with him now, good or bad?
I don't think it changes a whole lot because, you know, Colin is an unselfish guy, and their whole offense is predicated on ball movement and unselfish play, and that's the kind of player he is. So I think he'll handle the ball a little more than it may take a little bit of ball handling away from Josh Sanderson, who's obviously had a great season with 83 assists during the regular season. But and you know, he's been good in the playoffs as well, especially Saturday night. But yeah, a little bit more ball handling probably for Colin and a little less for Josh. But you know, they're both obviously, you know, great players and great playmakers. And Colin's probably a little bit better shooter and a bigger body, but. You know, I don't think a whole lot changes. He's just another, he's another threat with the ball and a stick. I think that which gives them a bunch of them, because Stephen LeBlanc's the same way on that side of the floor. He's their best one-on-one player probably, and he's a big, strong, athletic kid. He can shoot the ball, and they're going to be a handful. We have to have our best for sure on the back end.
Rob Hellier lit you guys up in Edmonton earlier this year, and was injured the second time around. He's now back healthy and scoring again for them. He kind of under the radar for the most part. I'm not sure he can be considered that anymore. But what's the best way to defend him?
Well, he got hurt late in the first half and in the game in Toronto. But I think exactly what we did that game. I mean, he loves to catch the ball way up high with full speed, and he just attacks right toward the net. And we got up in his face and didn't give him that space, and we pretty much eliminated him from the game. And we'll still stick to our team defense. We definitely want to take away his speed early, because he shoots the ball really well on the run. And if he attacks with speed, he's tough to stop, because he's actually not a big guy, but he's very strong, low center of gravity, and he's able to get shots off from all angles. So we'll get up in his grill and take away his space early in possessions.
Well, Derek, best of luck. Congratulations getting back to the Champions Cup. I know you guys will likely be in Toronto on Friday, if not earlier, and then back home the following Friday for Game 2.
You bet. Yep. Thanks, Jason.